97.9 The Hill, WCHL, time now for trivia. Freddie Kiger's here.
I'm here.
Yeah, how you doing,
good.
Buddy?
Good, good, good.
My friend,
Mon ami.
Back in here.
Yeah. We got a lot of miles together.
Reminds me of another song. My Bellamy by T-Set.
The T-Set, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know. When you said Mon ami, I thought of that.
Mon ami.
Mine works in mysterious ways.
My Sharia Moore. I won't call Ron that, but
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Michelle Mybell. What's up? Paul McCartney.
That's correct.
Beatles.
Okay. My girl.
Ask the question. We'll be here all day.
My squirrel. Streets. We're doing streets.
Okay.
Streets. Name the street best known for its 8 switchbacks between Hyde and Leavenworth. And the city that it's in. It is world famous, known for its 8 mind-bending switchbacks between streets Hyde and Leavenworth. I need the name of the street, and I need the city that that street is in.
My goodness. I'm not really sure I know the answer.
8 switchbacks.
Okay.
In a short amount of time.
Okay.
One-way traffic from top down to the bottom, east-west street.
Well, that might give me a little bit of a hint, but I don't know the answer to the question. All right, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. A lot of things have changed at WCHL, including a brand new broadcast location at University Place in Chapel Hill. But one thing hasn't changed, and that's our Hometown Hero program. Our friends at Performance Auto Mall and all of us at WCHL have been saluting hometown heroes for a long time. There's one every week. Tell us about someone you think should be in our spotlight. Go to chapelboro.com and nominate that special person. Thanks on behalf of Performance Auto Mall and all of us here at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Well, are you talking about, you said from top to bottom, so that kind of gave me a clue. You might be talking about San Francisco.
Yeah, that's, you're on the right track.
Okay, that
is reportedly
right city.
It calls itself the crookedest street in the world.
Yeah.
Lombard.
Oh. Lombard Street or
Lombard Street.
Okay. And it's
in San Francisco?
Okay.
Yeah, the famous one block section that runs east-west claims to be, as I mentioned, the crookedest street in the world, located along the eastern segment of the Russian Hill neighborhood. It's a major tourist attraction.
Uh-huh.
And as of 2015, it had some 2 million visitors per year and up to 17,000 per day on a busy summer weekend.
Wow. Well,
if you've ever seen it, if you've seen photographs, if you've ever walked down it or driven down it, you're like, whoop, won't forget that one.
Yeah, really. Well, I don't have any desire to drive on
whoever built that street got paid by the mile.
I guess so. They tried to make it as long as possible. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for the question.
You're welcome.
And thanks for the answer.
You're welcome.
And congratulations to our winner of a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers.
Where they're going to be.
Good to go.
You're right.